Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Tuesday, July 11th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 92. We're going to read the part of the second full paragraph, beginning on the ninth line of that paragraph, and it begins with, "You will soon have your friend admitting," through the remainder of the paragraph, ending with, "that he be willing to believe in a power greater than himself and that he live by spiritual principles." We are reading and commenting on these sentences only this morning. Today's readers are Dana P. will be reading the text. Deb E. will be reading page 164. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Sima M., and announcements will be Robin P. The reference number for yesterday, Monday, July 10th, 2023, is 20,427 or 20427, and today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,429 or 20429. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Tanya P. to read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous.
Good morning, this is Tanya P., recovering in Michigan. Here are the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Tanya P., and I will now ask Liz A. to read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, good morning. This is Liz A., recovered compulsive overeater in Los Angeles, and these are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. two for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, the anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Liz A. Let's see how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 92, the second full paragraph beginning on the ninth line, really actually that bottom paragraph beginning on the ninth line with, "You will soon have your friends admitting," or friend admitting, through the remainder of the paragraph, ending with, "that he be willing to believe in a power greater than himself and that he live by spiritual principles." We are reading and commenting on these sentences only this morning. And I will now ask Dana P. to begin reading.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so much for being here this morning and everyone else who's here. What an honor. This is amazing. I've read this paragraph through multiple times. My name is Dana P. I do live in California on the Pacific Coast in the United States. You will soon have your friend admitting he has many, if not all, of the traits of the alcoholic. If his own doctor is willing to tell him he is an alcoholic, so much the better. Even though your protege may not have entirely admitted his condition, he has become very curious to know how you got well. Let him ask you that question, if he will. Tell him exactly what happened to you. Stress the spiritual feature freely. If the man be agnostic or atheist, make it emphatic that he does not have to agree with your conception of God. He may choose any conception he likes, provided it makes sense to him. The main thing is that he be willing to believe in a power greater than himself and that he live by spiritual principles. Wowie wow. So I have to go back and sort of prelude this part of the paragraph, because essentially prior to this, we're kind of telling him about what we did with the alcohol / food, behaviors, whatever, so that person may or may not relate to us around this fatal malady, as it says in the beginning of this paragraph. And so in so doing, we're creating a connection, a familiarity. And that's really a lot of what friends are, you know, creating this connection and familiarity. And he uses that word friend. So now we're friends, right? Because we kind of get it. I know your pain and suffering. I can relate to your pain and suffering. And that's a lot of how people come to be related, is through pain and suffering. And that's how we grow, is through pain and suffering. At least I did and do. But then it goes on down here, and, you know, Bill doesn't use words lightly. He was a wordsmith and an editor and quite a brilliant man, actually. So he uses this word protege. And so I went back, actually, into the dictionary, and I looked up what that is. It's one who is protected or trained, or whose career is furthered by a person of experience, prominence, or influence. And so, you know, if this is the, as they say, sponsee, and I'm the sponsor, I'm someone that has been furthered by a personal experience. I mean, my career is my life, furthered by a personal experience. And I can be influential only when I've had that personal experience. And what am I talking about? And in this paragraph, he uses that squiggly writing. It's what my AA sponsor said, you know, squiggly writing is really important. And I know that it costs more to use those italics, but it essentially, Bill's saying, this is really important. So what he's saying is, tell him exactly what happened to you, not what I did with food or exercise or my other insanity and my compulsive thinking to be impulsive, but it's how I had an experience, a spiritual experience, how my life has changed. And I don't mean lights and fireworks and all of that, but how my life has changed as the result of my willingness, and it says down here, willingness to believe. Just to believe. It doesn't say I have to know, or it's just to believe. So if I'm willing to believe that there is something greater than myself, I will have a spiritual experience. But it also says, which is very, very significant and important, it says, and, so the last little bit here, and that he lives by spiritual principles. And what are those spiritual principles? It's the steps. It's the steps. And certainly what we discover during our fourth step, and what we discover as a result of living this way of life, 10, 11, and 12. So we're here on step 12. If you're not in step 12, continue, get started and go where you are, because you will have a spiritual experience as a result of working the steps, as have I. So I think that was my time. Thanks so much, and I'm excited to hear what everyone else has to say.
Well, thank you so much, Dana P., for getting us started on that amazing paragraph. So we are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you shared on Friday or Monday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you with a timer when your time is up. So please give your first name, your last initial, and where you're calling from. So who would like to share on these sentences?
Joan Marie M.
Gotcha, Joan Marie M.
Please tell me the page you're on.
We're on page, bottom of page 92.
Thank you.
Sure.
Eileen
Who else
M.
would like to share? Okay, I've got you, Eileen M.
Deb E. in Israel.
Deb E. from Israel. Gotcha. Do we have anyone else who wants to get in this first lineup? Okay, we'll start with these three. I've got Joan Marie M., Eileen M., Deb E. We'll start with Joan Marie, followed by Eileen M.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, great, good.
Joe Marie M. from Nevada, recovered there, I'm sorry. I want to start with this part of the paragraph. Tell him exactly what happened to you. Stress the spiritual feature freely. The main thing is that he'd be willing, that's a key to this program, to believe in a power greater than himself and to live by spiritual principles. And, you know, when I first came in, my concept of God is totally changed from a punishing God out to get me to a loving, loving, kind, nurturing father, the best father that could have ever lived on this earth. So I'm going to go with the principles, what they're talking about, the principles. And you will find them in OA 12 and 12. The first step is honesty with self, God, and other fellows. Second step, hope. The program gave me hope, for I was so hopeless. Step three is faith. Trust in God. He could do for me what I could never do for myself, completely stop overeating. Step four is courage, to admit that I'm powerless and to be willing to do the work. Five, integrity, being honest and having a strong moral principles, moral uprightness. Six, willingness, willing to go to any length to recover. Step seven is humility. I don't have all the answers, but God does, and to be other-centered. Eight, self-discipline. Pause. Pray first, and then act or not act in all areas of my life. Nine, love, nurturing, caring, sharing how it worked for me and it can work for you. Ten is perseverance. If we are to experience permanent recovery from overeating, we have to repeat day after day the actions that have already brought us so much healing. 11, spiritual awareness is a belief that we can recover through a spiritual relationship with a power greater than ourselves through prayer and meditation. And they are essential for us, it says in the book, because it gives us strength and direction. Okay, I'll finish with this last one. The last one is service, just bringing the message of hope to the compulsive overeater. Thank you for letting me share. God bless you all.
Well, thank you, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Next up, we've got Eileen M., followed by Deb E.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., a recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. The line that really jumps out at me this morning is, he does not have to agree with your conception of God. He can choose any conception he likes. Really grateful for that concept, because what I remember when my sponsor was taking me through is that she's very religious and I am not. And we had entirely different conceptions of God. And you know what was amazing is it did not matter. It was so powerful because, you know, she said, you know, just choose what makes sense to you. And, you know, as Bill said in one of the chapters, you know, he said, all you need is a willingness to believe in a power greater than yourself. And that's all you need to make a beginning. And, you know, it didn't even mean that I had to define what it was. I just had to have that willingness. And I loved having the freedom to choose my own conception. And, you know, it doesn't matter what your conception is. You can still have a spiritual awakening, you know, regardless of what kind of power you believe in. And it was just so refreshing to hear that. You know, I think there's as many conceptions of God in this program as there are probably members. it's just it's very freeing. And anyway, so I pass with that. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen M. And next up, we've got Debbie.
Hi, this is Debbie, recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. The first line, you will soon have your friend admitting he has many, if not all, the traits of the alcoholic. If his own doctor is willing to tell him that he's alcoholic, so much the better. I remember really well taking this like quiz in a fitness magazine that was titled "Are You an Emotional Eater?" when I was 17 years old, and I aced the quiz, and I was like, "Oh, something really is wrong." And a few years ago, I reread a journal entry that I wrote a day before a doctor's appointment, and my plan was going to be to talk to the doctor about what I was noticing that was really off with my food. But I never spoke to the doctor about it. And because I'd gone to a family member with it, and they said, well, no, there's nothing wrong. You know, you're not overweight. You eat well, you exercise. And so I dropped it, and took me another 9 years to find a way. But I wonder what would have happened, you know, if I had spoken to the doctor the next day, if the doctor would have also kind of brushed it off. He was quite elderly at the time. This was like over 30 years ago. So I'm not sure what would have happened. But it just made me think of that, you know, like I finally was kind of getting it that something was really off with my food, that what I was doing was not the normal thing to do, was not the normal way to behave around food. And I like this line too, tell him exactly what happened to you. I like how specific the instructions in the big book are. You know, they tell me, I like details. I'm very detail oriented. I want to know exactly. You know, it's kind of funny because it's also so not detailed, you know, like I can tell you exactly what I did, but I can't tell you exactly when the change happened or how it happened. It's just that part, that spiritual experience, that spiritual awakening. I feel like I had several spiritual awakenings, aren't as easy to pinpoint or to speak about in detail, but the instructions are very detailed, and that really speaks to me. And I think I'll pass with that today. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Debbie from Israel. And if you're just joining us, we are on page 92, that bottom paragraph, 9 lines in, that begins with, you will soon have your friend admitting, through the remainder of the paragraph ending with, that he lived by spiritual principles. So if we can get another line up here, please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Pearl R.
Ann M.
I've got Pearl R. I think I heard Ann M.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Ian F.
Who would like to share? Hi, Ian F. Okay.
Corey Ann F.
Corey Ann F.
Chanel T.
Chanel T. Anyone else for this next lineup?
Dion R.
Dion R. Okay, all right. So I've got Pearl R, Ann M, Ian F, Corey Ann F, Chanel T, Dion R. Please let us know where you're calling from, and we'll start with Pearl R, followed by Ann M.
Thank you so much for this reading. It's really nice to get together and read out of the AA Big Book. It's such a blessing. I'm working steps 8 and 9, and I'm definitely learning that I have absolutely no power whatsoever of my own self. I have to surrender to Jesus every single day to get power, because if I'm try to do it of my own works, it doesn't work. I fall right on my face every single time. And the support of being able to call other members in the program, being able to share experience, strength, and hope, and being able to just read the literature and really get guided as to what's the healthy way to think and be in this world. It really breaks through the ice of my dysfunctional, twisted thinking and helps straighten out my head. And then I can keep my head in the game and I can keep a healthy state of mind instead of this twisted thinking that's going to lead me right back into my my drug of choice, which is food. And food has not served me well at all. It hasn't helped me. It's been nothing but a hindrance. So it's lovely to have a program where I can learn the OA program. I can learn how to use it to heal myself and to take care of myself through the Lord and just going to the meetings, listening to other people's shares. And I'm just grateful to be here today. I'm grateful for the program of AA and OA and all the programs. And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Pearl, where are you calling from?
I'm sorry, I'm from Arizona.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay, next up we have Ann M. followed by Ian F.
Hi, folks. This is Ann M. from Washington State. I'm really glad to be able to share, but always nervous, always. And just wanted to comment on this paragraph, and in fact, the last two pages, just to say one thing about that. One is that awareness is so much a key in the paragraph or the sentences before in the same paragraph that we read, that we need to be aware. I need to be aware. I won't say we. And how of where my defects and aware of what brought me to this point, so I can share that with another person. The emotional binges that manifested in all my defects are right up front. And these last sentences for this paragraph tell them exactly what happened to you. That's the main thing. Well, for step 12, when I do share, and how important that is, because I may be, as one longtime member said years ago, I may be the only big book that people know. So I practice the steps. The steps are the solution. And they're here. They're all right here. And in the 12 and 12, of course. And so that's what I wanted to share, is that the emphasis is on the work that I've done that helped me to get to a place of spiritual fitness and awareness of my defects every day. And I'm working on a step 7 right now, and I just go through 1 to 12, 1 to 12, 1 to 12. Just keep doing that, because there's always something that comes up. And I've said before, the problem is yours. It could be just the problem in the present moment. But I do work the steps, and it's totally revolutionized my life perspective and my relationships. That's it for me. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Ann M. from Washington State. Next, we have Ian F., followed by Corey Ann F.
Hi, my name is Ian F., compulsive overeater out of Louisville, Kentucky. Grateful to be on the line today. Tell him exactly what happened to you is what's popping out to me today. And I think when I've shared with people, or when I've, you know, had people share with me in early recovery, and the conversation is about, oh, here's all the miracles in my life. I have a job, I have kids, and look at how big my life is. And that stuff is all well and good, but tell him exactly what happened to you when you get into the nitty gritty details and you get off the hilltop of look how great I am, and you really just show the other person, I'm no better than you, I'm right here with you. That's what gets me. Yes, all the other things are true. I have a big life and it's wonderful. And I love to talk about that stuff. I almost killed myself at age 14. And then I binged and purged and starved and stole and lied for 4 more years before I got to a point where I couldn't handle anymore all of the lying and binging and purging and stealing. And when they talk about, like, what happened to you and the spiritual conception, I mean, it really is as simple as, like, people have said. It's like, it is the steps. The program is the steps. And we have 164 pages that talk about them, because the 12 steps in and of themselves are so rich and so powerful. But it really is just that simple thing. I admit that I am powerless and that I don't have the answers, and that maybe I can be okay anyway. And then I trust in that fact. And then I do everything that is within my power, clear up the wrong that I've done, and get right with reality. Just how I think of God is just the world as it is. And you tell people that, and you're on their level. It's like, they can take it or leave it as they want. The guy may not be ready. He may be ready. But you can't deny that. You just can't deny the truth of that experience. It's just, you know, you can ignore it, but... You know, it really is that powerful. That is a really, really awesome passage. I love you guys. Love hearing you share, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Ian F. from Kentucky. Next, we have got Corianne F. followed by Chanel T.
Hi, this is Corianne F. I'm from Texas, and I am a compulsive overeater. I'm currently on step 4, and I'm sharing today because my sponsor has been encouraging me to speak on meetings, but it's something that feels really uncomfortable, and I feel really nervous to do it. But what I've been learning through this program is that the last few years of my life, all I've been seeking is comfort. And when I try to be comfortable, that's not when I grow. I stay stuck, and I don't want to be stuck anymore. And so I'm stepping out and doing all kinds of things that feel uncomfortable, you know, making outreach calls, showing up to meetings. The first, I found OA just like a month and a half ago or so, and I started listening to podcasts, and then even just the idea of entering a meeting, even without my camera on or without speaking, it terrified me. So I'm slowly, you know, just doing what my sponsor says and doing the uncomfortable thing. And so right now that is speaking in this meeting, but I know I'm supposed to comment on what the reading was. So something that really stood out to me is just he can choose any conception he likes, provided it makes sense to him. The main thing is that he be willing to believe in a power greater than himself, and that he live by spiritual principles. Something that I found in this program is just that freedom to have a relationship with God according to, you know, God's who God is. And I grew up in the church. I grew up, you know, thinking I had a relationship with God, but really it was a bunch of should nots, just following rules. And in the last month, I have really sought God, and he's always been there, but I have been open to him. And so, like, I'm so thankful for this program, because it's really opened me up to a true spiritual relationship with God. And, thank you all. That's all I have to share. I'll pass.
Well, thank you, Corianne F. from Texas. Next, we have Chanel T. followed by Dion R.
Hi, this is Chanel T. in Washington State. Hoping you can hear me okay.
We can hear you.
Great. I am a grateful compulsive eater and living in recovery. Today, by the grace of my higher power, I choose to call God. I love this paragraph and the portion we're reading at the bottom of 92 up through the first paragraph on 93. And there's three things in italics. So I love contextual cues when I read. Tell him exactly what happened to you. Yeah, you know, only a person who also lives in this disease can speak to it fully. And one of the things that I seek and suggest when I'm suggesting to sponsees, when I'm looking for a meeting, I am looking for the experience, right, of the disease when people speak and share, but also their strength and their hope. Because without hope, why would I do all this? Right? I could just get on another diet or some other measure of frankly, self-harm in order to try to manage something where I'm already harming myself. So I love that. And sharing that hope and stressing the spiritual feature freely, because it is a spiritual solution to a spiritual malady. And then he does not have to agree with your conception of God. I think that's key, because so many people have had bad experiences with others' conceptions of a higher power. So they get to find their own, and if they don't have one, they just get to suspend disbelief long enough to say, you know what, I'm willing to try, okay? I'm willing to just set aside some prejudice and try this, because it's working for others. And then the main thing is that he be willing to believe in a power greater than himself. Again, suspending the disbelief, be willing to suspend the disbelief can be enough, and it says that in numerous places in the book. And that he lived by spiritual principles. So when this book was written, as we know, this was the book of program. This was it. There wasn't other literature overcomplicating it, frankly, or explaining it. I love the simplicity. The spiritual principles are found in the steps by working the steps. As I work the steps, God does all the heavy lifting. I take the steps, God does all the heavy lifting. And then I get to live in and enjoy recovery. Does it suddenly make my life perfect? Heck no. But I have food neutrality. I'm able to relate to others. I'm able to, most of the time, show up for life and live it on life's terms. And I can dig in to the tools of the program, which involve working the steps. And I just love that. I think that's the greatest hope for me, is that I grow closer to my higher power by doing this, and therefore I'm of maximum service to my higher power, I choose to call God, and to others. I just love this. I love you all. Thank you so much for letting me share. I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Chanel T. Next up, we've got Dion R.
Yes. Hi, good morning, all. My name is Dion R., very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from a seemingly hopeless state of mind and body. And thank you all who for doing your service. It says keep his attention. Focus mainly on your personal experience, because others' personal experiences were captured my interest. I was like, I can identify. And it said explain that many are doomed. That word scared the heck out of me. Doomed, who never realized their predicament. Dead in jail institutions, right? And then it says, also talked to him about the hopelessness. That stood out to me. I felt so hopeless, because I felt like I was different from my family. Why can they push away, quote unquote, push away from the table and Dion can't? I don't know. I didn't know. But they said when you're working with her, keep talking about how you felt, how I felt, right? And it says, offer because you offer a solution. After I talk about the hopelessness of compulsive overeating, I also can offer solutions. And we used to do face-to-face meetings where we share our pictures and see, and people can see that was got me. I'm like, oh, that's the same face. Well, it was offering me hope. The doctors, sometimes they may or may not, you know, stress it. But the main thing, my job is work with a compulsive overeater. Let her know that, you know, this disease was going to kill me. I was on my way to death's door. As they said, I was a living dead. I was dying on the suicide plan, slowly but surely, getting this replaced, that replaced, thinking that's going to help. And heart going out. You know, I just was slowly committing suicide. And it says on the top of 93, let him ask you the question, if he will. Well, what happened? And then the part I love, stress the spiritual feature freely. I wasn't sure about that one. Did not want to hear that when I came here. I'm like, oh, God, it's another one of those, right, programs. But the difference is I saw people shrinking before my eyes. I kept coming back. And they said, choose your own conception. I thought that was blasphemy, even though I didn't halfway believe. I'm like, how can y'all choose a God? God is God. But you guys allow me to be myself. You allow me to find my own common sense, a power greater than myself. And at that time, it was a sponsor. It was just her. I believe everything she said, because she connected me with a vine that was greater than myself, you know, and that was the spiritual solution I found by working the steps. I put that after getting horrifically beaten with food and groceries in this world, I finally did something different in the higher power that's greater than me, became my ultimate power, which is God and my understanding. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for your solution, and thank you for the warning.
Thank you, DNR. And where are you calling from?
Oh, thank you for asking. I'm so sorry. I am calling from Ohio, Cincinnati.
Ohio. Okay. Thank you so much. And we can take probably 2 to 3 more. And just to let you know where we are, bottom of page 92, halfway through that bottom paragraph, 9th line down, you will soon have your friend admitting, finishing up with that he lived by spiritual principles on that next page. So who would like to share?
Sima M.
One more time?
Sima M.
Sima. Gotcha, Sima. Sorry. Sima M. All right. You can probably take a couple more.
Page L.
Page O?
L, as in
L.
Love.
Gotcha, Paige. And let's grab one more. 3, 6. Actually, let's stop there. That should do it. So I've got Sima M followed by Paige L. Sima, you're up.
Hi, can I be heard? This is Sima, grateful compulsive overeater living in recovery.
Gotcha.
I first came into my OA rooms 48 years ago in Manhattan, and I had already lost weight, so I knew that I really needed a solution. I knew it wasn't a diet that I needed. I knew I was insane. A therapist told me about OA, and I ran to a meeting. And my first meeting was really lackluster. But by my second meeting, I heard a wonderful speaker who introduced the program of recovery and just the way it's being brought out in the big book in these meetings. And I was willing. I was willing to go to any lengths, so I was willing to do everything that it said in the book, everything he said, everything, and I still didn't get it. I still didn't recover. I still faltered around for many years and left, and then 10 years ago I came back and I heard Vision for You, and I finally put it all together. And earlier somebody was sharing how, well, if they had, the doctor had known, you know, if everybody had known what they knew now, and why didn't I know what I know now? Why did it take me so many years to come back to it? And because that first sponsor said to me when I said, I don't know how to stop eating, he said, the program will override the problem. He didn't give me a food plan. And I resented that for 40 years, but 10, 30 years, because why didn't I get it? Why couldn't I get it? And today I had an epiphany. I didn't get it because I wasn't ready to get it. And it's okay. It's okay because I can share the message that I have now, and I'm very grateful. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Sima M. And next we have Paige L.
Hi, this is Paige L. from Oregon. I'm very glad to be on this meeting. I listen every day that I can, and I love the podcast when I can't listen at 7. One of the things that kept me from finding the program was following the rules of my generational dieters. And so I was a yo-yo dieter and very good at following rules and losing weight and perfectly and then gaining it all back. So I didn't trust the program until I was desperate and found it, and I'm on step 4 again. I found it when I was 18. I lost my, after many years of abstinence, I lost my abstinence. And now that I am trying to get it again, I am hearing, most importantly today, that I'm not working the steps properly. And I'm doing a good thorough step four, but I need a 12 and 12. So I don't remember using the 12 and 12 back in 1984. So I'm going to talk to my friends in the program about that. And thank you for letting me claim my seat. This meeting gives me hope. The physical, what jumped out at me was that that I need to hear the stories about what happened before I hear the hope, because then it's believable. Thank you for sharing. My path.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Paige L. Please keep coming back. And let's see, we have like 2 minutes. Anyone want to close us out with a 2-minute share?
Alexis F.
Okay.
I went on vacation 2 months ago, and I picked up flour. Not sugar. I haven't had sugar in years, but I picked up flour, and I realized how faithful God was to me, even when I was unfaithful to Him. You know, like how you pray for certain things every day, like your kids, you know, that they are safe, and all the things that I pray for, He answered, even though I was the one who had turned on Him in many ways, not just food. And I'm 74 now, and my resilience is not what it used to be, to bounce back and get abstinent right away. So I urge everyone who, thinks that they're going to get it tomorrow, that it's not as easy as you get older to get that abstinence back as quickly as you could when you were young. As you remember many things when you were young that were easier to do when you had more elasticity. So thank you for listening to me, and thank you for your leadership today.
And where are you calling from, Alexis? I think she may have Darwin'd already. Okay, well, that's okay. Thank you for sharing, Alexis. All right, we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Deb E. please read a vision for you? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes. Okay. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is so sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and the countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.